Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you are all well. I am now firmly back in my office here in Edgecliff after a three-day stint out up on the northern part of Central Coast is actually was. Went to Nora Head, as you know, from yesterday's one. And a wonderful, relaxing time was had. Well, I mean, relaxing is quite relative, I suppose. I do have two young daughters and relaxing, therefore... in the way that many of you that don't have kids may seem, is not what I get. But I did have a really great time. I did get to spend some amazing time with family at the beach, under the sun, and then I also get to spend some quality time by myself under the stars fishing. And I want to give you a bit of what I took away from that weekend in this environment where you can hear me a little bit better. And I had a really good think this morning and last night about some of the actions that happened when I was up there, and I just wanted to sort of share it with you guys. Before we do that, give you a rundown on what I'm seeing in the market right now. I'm going to discuss Bitcoin because we know that Bitcoin is the Mac Daddy. Bitcoin is, barometer and health of the market. So if Bitcoin's going up, the rest of the market tends to be going up. If Bitcoin's going down, the market tends to be going down. Now, right now, we've had a bit of a bounce on that daily time frame. Rejecting the lows of 7,400. So basically what I see on the chart is that we've rejected 8,000 because there's a little bit of support at 8,000. We're sitting at 8,434 right now. We saw a bullish candle yesterday close. It closed above 8,000. It closed bullish. And now what we do have is we've got a break up through the high of that. And that's something that... that's something that I do look for to see, not necessarily a change of trend or anything, but it is the first little bit of a move there. And we did see some decent volume yesterday. Now, I don't use volume in my trading as far as looking for trades, but I thought it'd be worthwhile to go and have a little look now and just see how that volume looks. And we do have quite a decent amount of volume that kicked in yesterday. The largest buying volume that we have seen, we did see some decent buying volume back on the 15th. But since then, this is the biggest buying volume since, when was it? Way back before Christmas on the 15th of December. So some positive signs. And today, again, there was some decent sort of volume coming in there. So that can be seen as a positive, I guess. It's not on low volume, which we have seen for quite some time. We did see some large selling on big volume. Now we've seen some decent buying on good volume. So what am I looking at now? I mean, as far as Bitcoin's concerned, I mean, it's you know I like to work from the 4 hour, and that for those of you who are on the socials, on my Facebook, on my Twitter, on all the other different channels that I've got where you can actually see the videos, you'll actually know that I like the 4 hour as well. And you can just start to see, if you look at the 4 hour, there was some strong divergence that was in there. It's played out. We're still very much in a pause mid period. We did see a lower low and a lower high. Now we've seen a higher high. Okay, so we haven't got a downtrend, we haven't got an uptrend, we've got what I call no trend. So it's just about really sitting back and waiting and watching. Now, if you are in my VIP group in my community or in the live trading floor where you get to see my scans each day, we will cover this in more detail today, obviously, and go through. It'll probably be a period where there may not be too much trading going on. If you recall, though, we had a great little run last week with some fantastic shorting opportunities. And again, on Saturday, some great trades came up. I didn't trade on the Saturday, but there were definitely some great trades out there. And I know a number of you in the community definitely took advantage of that. So, being that I've had a break, I've come back and I've got some fresh perspective and I've had some time out, I wanted to bring to you what I think is super important that I think a lot of people miss, because I listen to different podcasts out there as well. I listen to different motivational people. I listen to different people that have achieved certain things in their life. And sometimes, a lot of the stuff, I just take little snippets out. There are some very, very good lessons amongst some of the podcasting community out there, as well as, your Tony Robbins, you've got your Gary V's, you've got all these types of people. They've got some great lessons in there. One of the things that I don't relate with, though, is the fact that you need to be grinding, is the word they use, or pushing, or working hard. you know, for the 18 hours that you're awake or the 16 hours that you're awake every single day, 7 days a week. And look, I love Elon Musk. I think the dude's an absolute king. What a legend. But I don't agree with some of the ways that he goes about it. Like, I don't need to achieve what he's achieving. My goals are not to change the world, fly to Mars and live there. That's not my goals. My goal in life is to have a good life, be a good father, and have plenty of time to go fishing and do outdoorsy stuff. That's my goal. I want to have success along the way, of course. But the success for me, I'm not just chasing money. I'm chasing a certain lifestyle, a certain freedom for myself. Now, if I give up and sacrifice all the freedoms and enjoy and choice and fun that I've got right now in front of me, well, then do I really think that having a certain amount of money is going to then give that freedom back to me? And the answer is no. I've seen it many times before, where people say, oh, I've just got to do 3 years, or I've just got to do 2 years, or I've just got to make $10 million, or I've just got to make $20 million, or whatever it is, and then I'll be able to do X, Y, Z. Well, the reality is that that's not true at all, because you practice the way you live from the day you're living. And if you think that having 10, 20, 30, or 2 million is going to change the way that you live your life, it might do. But if you don't practice living well, you're not going to get there. And one of the things I think is really important is that we need to take breaks. All this talk about grinding, got to work, got to keep pushing, push. It gets sort of swept up in crypto because it's always moving. But if you come back and think of the reality of it, how much time are you actually doing when you're in the markets? And how much time are you actually just looking at things? You need to get some structure in your day. And look, I know you, for those of you who have done the courses, you'll know that there's a routine that I follow. There is a structure to every single day that I go about performing in my zone. But it's about how I maintain that level of calm and cool. And I said last week at some point, I don't know if it was on the podcast or where it was, but I can tell you right now that for me, taking breaks is really, really important. As a matter of fact, it's written into, if you go back and look through some of the videos there in my Market View subscription, you'll see that there's a video in there that talks about how to go from being, you know, a losing trader back to a winning trader when you're on a bad run. And one of the things that I've got in there is to take a break, take time out of the markets. Now, that might be something that you think, hang on, no, if I'm taking time out of the markets, I'm not trading, I'm a trader, therefore I need to trade. But taking a break is really important. Now, I went and took a break. I took an extra day. I was going to come back on Sunday and ended up staying up there Sunday night as well. I took a break because I wanted to take a break. I wanted to reward myself for the good trading that I had done the week before or that week. I wanted to say thank you to my family for putting up with me, because when I am working, I'm working hard, I'm doing a lot. I wanted to feel good. I wanted to take some time out. I wanted to take a breath. And from that comes massive perspective. Now, I was fortunate. I was up there on the beach and just absolutely pristine conditions fishing. There was one of those nights where it was just bluebird. There was very, very, very small amount of light pollution, and the stars were out there just beautiful. And it gave me a huge amount of perspective. And that perspective, I can't teach in a course, but I can tell you, you need it. It is so important. It's grounding. It's humbling. It's amazing to have that little moment to yourself to feel good, to think things through, to have space and room to consider what you're doing, rethink your goals, consider, are you on the right path? And I truly believe that these people out there, and look, each to their own, don't get me wrong, some people do just live to work, and that's fine. If that's your get up, if that's your God, then that's fine. I'm not bagging that at all. But for me and for a lot of people, it's not. It's about enjoying your life. Now, don't think that because you decide you want to take a break and take some time out that you're giving up on your dreams or you're not doing what you should be doing. As a matter of fact, I think it's the opposite. I think truly true success is about knowing who you are. And the only way you know who you are is if every now and again you stop, you look at who you are, you ask yourself some of the hard questions, and you give yourself some time to rest and recuperate. Knowing who you are and knowing when to rest and knowing how to rest and doing it frequently is crucially important, guys. Your self-development, your journey as a human being, your personal development is just as important as your trading development, your business development, and anything else that you want to develop as well. If you don't take the time to look after yourself, you'll miss a lot of the things that are going on around you, and I witness it quite frequently. I see people that are so frantic in their life, they think they're getting lots done, but actually what they're doing is going around and around in circles. Their wheels are spinning because they're going too quickly. If they took some time to take a big deep breath and consider what's going on around them, they'd probably cut out a lot of the noise, alleviate a lot of that stress, because stress is like it's a noisy friction that prevents success, prevents productivity. You need to get to a point where you can take some time out, reconsider where you're at, recalibrate if you need to, and get back to what it is you're doing. Now, with trading, it is so important because you've got to stay on top of your game all the time. If you're not feeling good, you shouldn't be trading, and you know that that's what I do. If I don't feel good, I'm not in the market. How do you feel good? You take breaks. You let your body and your mind recuperate. You feel the success that you've had. You consider the journey that you've been on, and then you plot and you plan for when you get back to it feeling refreshed and re-energized, guys. So that's my little podcast, my little rant for today. I hope you're having a fantastic day. I am definitely feeling well rested. I am ready to go. I am back into this chair in my office, pumped, primed, and working on the Fibonacci course, which will be released before Easter. It's just about done, going back and forth, just finalizing the bits and pieces. So there will be my Fibonacci booster strategy coming live to you before Easter, giving you all plenty of time to get stuck in over Easter break. Guys, don't forget to jump on tradercobb.com if you haven't already. Subscribe to the bi-weekly video newsletter. Get across my socials. And again, thank you for everyone writing really lovely reviews and giving me the star rating there on the podcast. Let's keep doing that. Let's keep growing. Let's keep sharing it across your socials and growing this fantastic community. Guys, have a fantastic day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.